Hi guys, and welcome back to the Jinja Jinri podcast. Now, before we start, I'd like to thank Crop Censored PH for sponsoring this episode. If you guys are tired of regular looking photos on your Instagram, it's time to enhance your photos with presets from Crop Censored PH. And you could choose from a wide variety of presets and find your own signature style. Now, Crop Censored PH presets are currently on sale as high as 60% off, but if you use the promo code Jinri, my name, J-I-N-R-I, you will get 70% off on all the preset bundles. And also, there are free presets available for download at their website. You could visit www.cropcensoredph.com. Okay, guys. Today's topic is something that is very close to my heart. And recently, yesterday I was drinking by myself. I drink by myself often. And I just thought of my memories back in the day, like back in middle school, elementary. And I remembered someone, and I remembered a bad memory. And it has always been in my heart, and it has caused some self-esteem issues to me until this day. And because I was kind of like getting tipsy already, I had the courage to finally confront my bully. And I actually messaged her on Facebook and told her exactly what she did, like specific things that she did that hurt me. I was actually made fun of for walking weirdly. Apparently, I walk like a giraffe. And you know, at that time, as a young woman, young girl, I didn't take it well. If someone said that to me now, I'd be like, oh yeah, and so what, right? And just move on. But because I didn't have self-esteem, like I didn't have a strong sense of who I was, and I couldn't stand up for myself. And I took that to heart, and they were laughing at me, and I cried. I cried a lot, and I would be always conscious of how I walk in front of them. And there's another incident that I actually didn't tell her, but she did make fun of me, of my dancing. Like, we had dancing class in PE, and she would make fun of how I dance because obviously not a really good dancer. I was trying though, because it was a class that we had to take. And I was trying to do this move that the teacher was teaching, and maybe it looked funny, so they made fun of me. And I remember just faces laughing at me, and I felt so ashamed. And this carried on until my adult life. If you know Big Brother, the show, there's a Filipino version of it called Pinoy Big Brother. It's a reality show that you live inside a house with different people. And I was part of that show, which I will talk about in another podcast. But let's just get back to the main topic. So I had trauma for like dancing in front of people. And it really showed when we did this challenge in PBB, where we had to do a routine for cheerleading. And I broke down because of that trauma that I had as a kid being teased, and no one understood it. And it's common, like, why would you cry when you're dancing? Like, normal people wouldn't understand. But because I had the trauma, like, I just broke down. And I just cried and cried. And at that time, the instructor wasn't really, how do I say this? She took it like, oh, she just doesn't like know how to dance. And I don't think she tried to understand what went behind, like what goes on behind, like what I'm thinking. Why would she didn't really question like, why is she crying? Like, it was just like, stop crying. And I didn't really like how she handled the situation because she got mad at me for crying. And I don't ever think that anyone should get mad at someone for crying. But yeah, so that trauma carried on to my adult life, and this is happens so often. But I sent her a message. She replied quickly, and it was the most well-written, beautiful apology that I've gotten in my life. It was so nice of her to send me an apology. I mean, she could have just ignored it, but she was really lovely, and I finally got the apology that I needed and I wanted to hear. So what I realized is when she replied to me, she actually mentioned that she thought she was a victim of bullying, not by me, but obviously by someone else. And she didn't really realize that she was bullying me. And I guess that's the thing. It's a vicious cycle. Like, you don't realize that you bullied someone. I probably bullied someone in my life and I don't even know about it. This is why I wanted to do this podcast, and I want you guys to join in and confront your bully, because once you do that and you realize that maybe I was a bully to someone else, and that person can contact you and say, hey, you bullied me, and you could finally send that apology that you never did, and we could all move on, right? So this is why I wanted to do this. And growing up, I was like teased for being tall. I was kind of tall compared to my classmates back then, because I just grew really tall all of a sudden in elementary, and I was just like towering over everyone. Yeah, and so I was teased for that, and walking funny. Yeah, I still walk the same. I still walk funny, but no one really makes fun of me anymore about that. And obviously the dancing that I mentioned. And I think that what I experienced wasn't like a major bullying, because I see other people, and sometimes people hit, you know, kids hit other kids, and, you know, bullying is a very serious thing. But with my experience of bullying, it wasn't that bad. It was like a subtle thing, and no one hit me. No one really like was always mean to me. It was just like those moments when they were just like not sensitive, which I understand, because we were all kids at that time. So, you know, it happens. kids tease each other. I can only imagine the people who actually got hit physically and was a constant target. That's a whole different level of bullying. And I think now bullying has also moved online. So behind computers and behind your smartphones, you write these things to maybe a celebrity or a public figure, and you bully them on how they look, you know, criticizing them for their work, maybe, so that they'll, you know, maybe become a better actor or whatever model. Time to time, it's okay. But I still think that you should keep it to yourself until someone asks about, like, questions like, hey, how do you think I did in this project? Or how do you think this post worked out? Like, was it a good post? Like, but just plain outright saying, like, someone is ugly or calling them names, like, this is the things that I get a lot, like slut or whore. I don't think that's acceptable, you know? And especially I noticed that a lot of women tend to say slut or whore to each other. And I don't understand this, like, why are you shaming other women? Like, you should be helping each other and saying, like, standing up for each other. And I don't think this is a good thing that, like, you call people, you know, these names, and saying things like, maybe, like, your thighs are too big or you're fat, and just body shaming is not okay. I see this a lot, and I get that a lot too. Why do you have to shame people for how they look? You know? So I just want to say, remember that what you say might mean nothing to you, but it might be a lot for someone else. It might cause pain, it might cause trauma, it might cause anxiety, it might cause panic, it might cause depression. A single thing might trigger someone else. And that this is probably why mental illness is really growing nowadays, because we sit behind the computers and think it's okay to say these things to people, but would you really say that to their face and call them like, hey, you're fat, like, hey, you're a whore? Like, that's not all right. And you have to be responsible with what you say. And I personally also admit that I probably did a lot of mean things in the past, and I regret all of it and would love to just go back in time and undo those things, but I can't. And I probably am a bully myself. And I wish that someone would come up and make me realize what I did was wrong so I can apologize as well. And if anyone has been hurt by what I said or my actions, I sincerely apologize right now. And if you come up and tell me that I did this specifically wrong, I would love to send you a personal message and apologize for whatever I've done, because it probably wasn't right and you didn't deserve that. And this is why I want everyone to start confronting your bullies, because once you confront, it's like a ripple effect. You confront your bully, someone else that has been bullied by you will come forward and say that, you know, you need to send apologies. And we could all just, you know, send apologies to each other and help them heal the pain that they've been through from your words or your actions. And I'm also learning the importance of what I say and how I say it. I might not realize it, but what I say might actually hurt someone. And what I learned, because I do talk to a psychiatrist sometimes, and let me talk about this in another episode, but let's just start with, I talked to a psychiatrist, and she was talking about communication and how it's so important. And most of the time, we end up saying judgments to people and not observations. So for example, you say, hey, you're mad at me, right? That's a judgment, because maybe that person isn't mad at you, but you're judging that they are mad. Instead, you could say, hey, you banged the door so hard and stomped out. Is there something wrong? So that is an observation, because that person actually did bang the door hard and really stomped out. So that's just a fact, and you're not judging them, saying that you're mad at me, or putting like an emotion that maybe that person isn't experiencing. So yeah, we need to understand how we communicate. And this was a big mind-blowing thing for me, because I realized I judge so much. I judge all the time, and I didn't even realize it. And I didn't think about the words I'm using, that it might hurt someone. And now I try. It's really hard, because you just say things and you don't really think about what you're saying. But now I try to like slow down and think like, okay, how can I word this better? Like, I should say facts and not judge people. So that's something I'm working on right now. I also believe that if you don't stand up for what's right, you're also part of the problem. And, you know, as kids, peer pressure, it's a big thing. You know, someone teases someone, and if you step in, you get teased too. So you don't want to step up and you just be quiet and be silenced. But I feel like we need to educate. We need to educate our children. We need to educate each other, our friends, our family, that, you know, it's not, you have to stand up. You have to stand up for something. And I think that, you know, if you stand up for bullying, you could actually help someone's life in the long run, because it really affects people very deeply. And I also believe that it should be a subject in school. I don't know if some schools actually have this as a subject, but it would be a good subject to have. And when I have kids, I will definitely discipline I would definitely discipline my kids that it's never okay to be bullying people, never okay to tease anyone, and always watch what you say, and also to stand up for others when they are, you know, some your friend is being bullied or someone else is being bullied. And this is why I think martial arts is also very important, because it teaches you discipline. Just plugging, like randomly plugging jiu-jitsu everywhere in my podcast, that's what I do, but it really helps. I can tell you that I will definitely make my children do jiu-jitsu, even if they don't enjoy it, just for discipline wise and just to be able to stand up for themselves. It's also important. And I think now I will definitely practice saying nice things to people and try to keep the negative to myself. I mean, if they do ask you like, hey, how did you think I did? Or how was my podcast? Or how was my acting? You can tell them because they are asking you. But if they're not, just keep those comments to yourself. It's not necessary. No one really, you know, wants to hear a negative opinion unless asked, of course. So yeah, I also believe that you should let people learn for themselves through experience. So don't go telling people like, your acting is really bad, you should probably, you know, go to acting class. They will realize it for themselves that they are not great actors or actresses. And make them just realize it by themselves. Why do you have to butt in and say like mean things to them? They probably already know, you know. So that's a takeaway that I'm gonna bring on to my life. And actually, I do wanna make you guys join in. So just hashtag confront your bully and just confront them and tell them what they did was wrong and be specific about it. And tell them, even if you don't get an apology, it's okay. It's for yourself. It's not to get an apology. It's for you to feel better and to have closure and inner peace. And this is important because some bullies, like I said, don't know they were bullies. So telling them that the pain they have caused will actually make them realize what they did was wrong. And remember, you can always be the bully too. So be ready to apologize to people. And I'm getting ready myself because I know I hurt a lot of people through my life. And we are all bullies. So we just don't know who we hurt. It's just not knowing. So now it's time to confront and apologize. And, you know, this hashtag Free Britney movement is becoming big nowadays. And I just realized how much of bullies we all were to her and to a lot of celebrities, calling them names, calling them you're too fat, you're too skinny, you're a whore, you're a slut, you're getting old, like, you know, these comments, they're not necessary. So keep them to yourself and let's all join in and confront your bully and get inner peace. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode and I'll see you in my next episode. Thank you for listening. Bye.